The average size was maybe 30 to an 80 acre plot in one field. Then any additional production would be grown in a similar plot chosen in a different location. And that division was due entirely to the irregularity in East Texas rolling hills and the open areas and the timber areas. The new lands had to be cleared of trees before they could be used for row crops, of course. Some of them were cleared manually, some of them were naturally cleared.
When you're raising cotton and you get out there and you thin the cotton out with the hoe, what do you say you're doing?
Well, they always call that chopping cotton instead of thinning it.
What kind of grass would be growing up in cotton
field? In East Texas, kiddo, any kind of grass that'll grow, we have it. The biggest nuisance, I suppose, would be one called crabgrass. I don't recall the botanical name for it. Crabgrass is the common name or coin name for it.
If you wanted to get a field ready for planting, you'd break it up?
Well, a breaking plow.
What other kind of plow?
After it was turned in the brake with a braking plow, and it wouldn't necessarily be turned first with a braking plow if it depended on the condition of the soil and the texture of the soil as to what sort of implement you. You may use a secondary cutter for the first cutting, which would be a tiller or a disc. If the soil is a light humus texture, friable. If you had a heavy vegetation and fairly tight soil, a breaking plow would be the first implement to be used. Then you would cut it with a disc or tiller to reduce those cuttings to a finer texture.
Is the breaking plow the same as the turning
plow? Yes, it'd be just two names for the same implement.
What about something that has a lot of little teeth in it?
Well, those were known as harrows or a section harrow because they weren't made in sections. You could use them separately or in multiples of 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6. It depended entirely on how much power you were utilizing to pull it with and also what acreage you were working with to start with. In larger fields, we use the larger sections joined together. Standard practice usually would amount to the smaller fields with only two sections together. And that used a peg type tooth in it. It was no more than a long spike-like steel bar with a point on it.
Did you ever hear of anything called a
go-devil? Yes, that was a combination sweep and a cultivator point thing. And the sweep wings were adjustable. And the point was a separate installation on it. It had a separate sweep there that you could put any size on you wanted to.
Did you ever hear of anything called a